Yes, that's right. It's time to look at the world of soccer, and as we do every day with Andy Pascalides. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, TK.
Now, Europa League matches, plenty of them going on.
Too many, mate. 24, actually. a few have finished, including Tottenham. Tottenham had a testing trip away to Azerbaijan. They beat Karabekh, the locals, 1-0. Harry Kane scored. So they're through to the next stage. They're first in their group. Right now, Celtic are up 1-0 against Ajax. 7 minutes in, it's huge. Tom Rogic has started today for Celtic. They need to win here and they need to win away in Turkey against Fenerbahce to have any hope. And if Liverpool beat Bordeaux this morning, they will go top of Group B. So it's good news for Spurs. It could be good news for Liverpool, and it's hopefully good news for Celtic as well.
Mate, what did you make about last night? 0-0, Sydney FC. They were expected to get rid of Wellington. They couldn't. There was a massive amount of fouls. It was Sydney FC 29 fouls, Wellington 14, and Graham Arnold didn't attend the press conference because I'm pretty sure he was going to launch.
Next question. look, I'm hearing you, TK. A lot of fouls in this game. Stop, start. Put it this way, the two keepers won't have to wash their jerseys this week. They were hardly tested, and any moments of brilliance really came from Alex Brosk and Bonavazia from Wellington. And Broski hit the post late in. There was a tangle there in the box. He actually discussed it with a couple of the Wellington players at the conclusion of the game. But Sydney have got to pick up.
So who was diving, mate? Was it Wellington diving or Sydney diving?
Look,
Graham's saying Wellington were diving.
Yeah, Graham was probably smart not to go to the press conference, to be honest with you. He's been fined before, and he's a pretty honest, soul-of-the-earth sort of guy, aren't he, as we all know. But I think that the problem for Sydney is that just a little bit of the cutting edge to their game's missing at the moment. They're getting results. Don't get me wrong.
Well, no, they're not.
I mean, results in the sense...
They haven't had a win for four games.
Well, the draws are the problem for them, right, away from home, they're doing very well. They've taken 7 points from 9 at home. They've lost 1 in 5, but they've drawn 3 now. So it's a lack of goals that's a concern. They're a point behind Brisbane, who are top of the league. So they need to show us what they showed us early on in the season.
They need to find a goal because they haven't scored a goal in two games. All right, the other games for tonight, Melbourne City v Perth Glory.
Tips?
When you've got a guy like Aaron Moore in your team, you've always got to look at whether Melbourne City can respond, because 7th at the moment, Perth Glory 9th, and Glory have had a horror run of late. And, the home side unbeaten in the last 10 meetings, so I'm going Melbourne City.
$1.70 they're paying. The draw $3.50, and Perth Glory $4.50. Newcastle v Brisbane.
It's time for Newcastle to step up to the plate. Brisbane dusted them 3 times last season. And Brisbane have only lost once in 7 rounds. They're the top team, but I just think the Jets represent value for me for the draw.
At $3.50 they're paying. We've got the Brisbane Roar at $2 and the Newcastle Jets at $3.40. We've got Melbourne Victory v Adelaide United.
Now, this will be the third time they've played this season, actually. Victory beat Adelaide 3-1 in the FFA Cup quarterfinals, and it was 0-0 at Amy Park in round 1. But the way Victory are, they're unbeaten in the last 7 against Adelaide, and they've won 3 in a row since a 1-0 loss away at Newcastle in round 3, and they've scored 3 goals on average since that loss. So Melbourne Victory at $1.60 at the moment, are they, Stuart?
Yeah, they are $1.60. It's hard pass to go. It's hard to go past Melbourne Victory. Kevin Muscat's boys are pretty good. And the last game on Sunday is Central Coast v the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Just the first one. There's only 15 goals in all 11 meetings, so consider the under 2.5 goal option. Wanderers going for a 5th successive win. I think they will get there, but they will be tested. I think the draw into Western Sydney Wanderers at $5 is an interesting combo. The Wanderers at $2 to win.
Yeah, they are. The draw's actually $3.50. It's probably markets come in there.
$3.50.
Yeah, $3.50. So you're going with the Wanderers at $2 there, Andy. Your best bet for the weekend?
Victory. You mentioned it before, Stuart. It's hard to look past them at home as well. I think they represent great value this weekend.
Andy, we had the Wanderers yesterday. You know, the players are concerned that if there is a walkout by the Wanderers supporter base up there at Central Coast Stadium, that will actually hurt the players.
I agree.
So what is the latest? Do you know if there's a staged... Well, there was going to be a staged protest.
Yeah, and it didn't seem to happen last night. Some expected that to happen at Allianz as well. The talk is that at the Victory and the Wanderers games that there will be something happening. Social media is still in overdrive in regards to Rebecca Wilson's comments. I like the way that Mr. Jamieson yesterday spoke. I think that the fans should listen to players. Players need their fans, and they've got such a loyal supporter base. I would strongly advise against any walkout, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good look. While I defend people's right to protest peacefully, I don't think anything good can come out of the walkout.
No, not at all. And particularly like Jamo said, if they're struggling in the game and they need that extra lift, and it's always a fantastic occasion to be up there. I've been there a few times to watch them play at Gosford. It's a wonderful atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a terrific stadium. We urge everyone to get up there. Good on you, Andy. Thanks for that. Andy's best bet, Melbourne Victory at $1.60 at tab.com.au. The wild card, Jamie Vardy, is the first scorer, and his multi, we're going to tweet these out, Stewie. The multi, Melbourne Victory, Wanderers, and then Man City v Southampton draw. Man City v Southampton draw into Tottenham.